The first scripture is from John chapter 13, verse 1. And it says this, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." What a powerful message that he, in the midst of everything that was getting ready to happen, that he knew he willingly was going to give up his life, not be overpowered, none of that. He was going to go willingly, but he loved his people to the end. The second scripture is from Luke chapter 22. "And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. I love that verse in John where it says, "And he loved them to the end." And the writer of Hebrews put it this way. He says, For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And it's amazing to me that everything that Jesus was getting ready to experience in his life, abandonment, shame, degradation, being stripped, being brutally murdered, all of the things that were getting ready to happen, it says this, for the joy that was set before him, he endured that cross. There was something that was drawing Jesus to the cross, and it was the love that he had for all of us. When Jesus was on the cross, the joy that kept him going, the passion that fueled his endurance for all the pain, all the things that he was about to suffer, was knowing that his death, his burial, and his resurrection would do wonderful things and produce fruit in all of our lives. And nothing demonstrates God's love for us more than the cross, where he willingly gave his son for us. See, Jesus wasn't forced to die. He wasn't overpowered. He wasn't outnumbered. He wasn't tricked. He wasn't, he didn't lose a bet. None of that stuff. He chose the cross. And he chose the cross because he loves you and he loves me. And Jesus' passionate love for each of us, his creation, is what drove him to the cross with its pain, its humiliation, and the complete separation from God. And then on to the resurrected life that meant victory for all of us over sin, death, and hell. And so what amazing grace, what indescribable love. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, says this, "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ." And so for us to think about, the psalmist tells us that he knew us and knit us together. He loved us. In John 15, he says, "Before we chose him, he chose us." In Psalm 103, he says, "When you were broken, bitter, and blaming, he made us whole and showed us the sweet taste of forgiveness." In 1 Peter, it says, "When you had no hope, he became our hope." Psalm 90 says, "When we were too busy with the cares of this world, he interrupted us to show us what is eternal." Luke chapter 15, "When we were lost, he found us, rescued us, and showed us that his mercy and justice will prevail." Paul's letter to the Romans, "When you are disappointed, he taught you that disappointments can bring you to appointments that he has ordained." All throughout his word, he shows us his love. And he put the exclamation point on it by going to the cross willingly. In his ultimate act of love, he made a way for us to be with God the Father, to be reconciled, to be made holy, to be empowered to know him and know his heart for all of us. Father, your love for all of us is overwhelming. Show us tonight how you share your light in the darkness, how to be salt to this world. Give us passion and the courage to be that city on a hill that you have called us to be.